Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 304. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. It always, always, always means so much to me. Whatever you do, liking, subscribing, sharing, visiting newmindsetwhodis.com, it means a lot to me. And today I've got a shorter episode for you. Right now in the US, it's 4th of July holiday weekend, but it's a Monday. And you know, I'm not going to miss a Monday episode. So I just wanted to drop in and talk about something that I think can help every one of us, every single one of us, regardless of relationship status. And I know I talk a lot about dating. I talk a lot about relationship on the podcast, and that's not something I set out to do, to be honest with you. I kind of just ended up this way that you all seem to get so much value out of those episodes. And I get that, of course, because I think so much of our, you know, mental, spiritual stress in our life can come from relationships. But let's take that out of the equation for this episode here. Single, married, divorced, it's complicated, whatever. It doesn't matter for this episode, because today I want to talk about this idea of choosing yourself. Yeah, you know, choosing yourself. It's the pinnacle of self-help. It's the ultimate self-improvement mantra. Choose yourself. And, you know, I've always been kind of a little bit cynical. I kind of make fun of like classic self-help and self-help gurus and things like that. But as with many mantras, there's always some truth behind them. And I love this idea of choosing yourself, frankly. And lately, I've seen a lot of posts on this idea of choosing yourself. And I also get a lot of DMs from amazing folks like yourself. And people are like, Case, you know, I listen to your podcast, I use your journals, and I've finally decided to choose myself. They'll say something like, you know, I went through a really tough breakup. I'm having a really tough time with my job. I'm having issues with my family and my friends. But now, you know what? I'm just saying, screw it. I'm just going to choose myself. And I get that, I hear that, and I'm like, that's great. Heck yes. Choose yourself, my friend. And I say that because, you know, sometimes the reality of life is you decide to do the right thing. You finally decide to choose yourself because something led you there. Right? There was some kind of like unfortunate catalyst in your life that led you to be like, okay, I'm going to hit reset. I'm finally going to choose myself. And that's great. I applaud you. However you arrive at the decision to choose yourself, I support you. But it begs the question for me of like, why wait for something to happen in your life to finally decide to do that, to finally decide to choose yourself? Why wait for someone to hurt you, for a job to disrespect you, for friends or family to stress you out? Like, why wait for those experiences to say, okay, I'm going to choose myself now? Well, I think about this a lot, right? These are the kinds of things I think about and obviously I talk about. Why do we do this? Why do we wait to choose ourselves? Well, I have a bit of an answer and I think it'll be helpful. But first, what does it mean to choose yourself? Let's get this out of the way. I think that is also quite simple. Choosing yourself means loving yourself and proving it. Emphasis on proving it. If you love yourself, you respect yourself, you stand up for yourself, you prioritize being true and real with yourself. That's it. There's nothing complicated about it. You know, you're simply prioritizing good vibes, you know, positive vibes in your life. And you kick out anything or anyone who doesn't align with that. And that's it. More on that in a minute. But now that we're aligned on what it means, that sounds all well and good, right? And then, of course, in theory, we'd always do that, right? We'd always stand up for ourselves. We'd always respect ourselves. You know, good vibes only, right? Of course. But obviously, that's not true. Like, we, for some reason, reserve the right to choose ourselves for the moments after bad things happen to us. Why do we do that? Why is it such of a, it's like a backup plan in our lives? Why do we deprioritize choosing ourselves? Well, again, I think about this, and frankly, I think it's because we've got like our hierarchy of needs in reverse order in our lives. You know, this is like the things that we've decided we need in life, food, water, shelter, that kind of thing. But in our hierarchy, we've got at the top, someone choosing us. And then under that, it's us choosing us. It's a total backup plan for when someone choosing us goes to shit, right? And why is that? Why is that? Well, I think about this, and I think it's because we've tried in the past that it didn't go so well, right? We've all experienced choosing ourselves in our life at one point. And through that experience, we learn that it can kind of be a rocky experience. It can kind of turn against us quickly. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Like, for instance, like you became the bad guy when you decided a relationship wasn't going where you wanted it. You became the bad guy in that person's narrative. Maybe the narrative that spread about town. And you didn't like how that felt, even though you were making the right, compassionate, choose yourself decision. You didn't like how that guilt felt, how that accusation felt, how that story felt, right? Or like, for instance, like you were called a quitter or a bad friend for no longer wanting to always play the one-up competitive game with your social circle, right? And you didn't like how that felt. Or maybe you were called too ambitious or too greedy when you decided to, you know, stay in on Friday nights working instead of going out. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe you were called like a simpleton. Maybe you were called unambitious because you appreciate a simple life. And money, success, and headlines just isn't that important to you. And you didn't like how that felt being called that, right? Maybe you were called close-minded because you prefer to date one person at a time instead of a roster, and your friends call you lame and boring. And you didn't like how that felt, right? Like, whatever it is, like in our lives, at some point, we've all like put our toe in the proverbial choose-yourself waters. We've all had moments where we decided to choose ourselves. And although we knew we were making the right decision, it didn't feel so great, right? Because the narrative can quickly turn against you when you choose yourself, when you prioritize yourself, when you protect your energy, your time, your compassion, when you choose self-love, however you want to label it, right? And I think this is something we've all felt. You know, if you've ever broken up with someone, for instance, you know it. Like, you know you're doing the right thing, but it can turn ugly fast, and you can easily start feeling guilty or selfish or even, you know, like a jerk for doing the right thing. If you've ever quit a job, you know it. You know you're chasing your dream. You know you're leveling up. You're pushing yourself, but it can also turn ugly fast. You could be called selfish and a millennial job hopper or whatever. Whatever it is, like if you've ever simply decided to love yourself, focus on yourself, do you instead of being social for a bit, you know, your friends can turn on you, right? And they can guilt you. And, you know, personally, as a simple human guy, I've experienced this, of course. And looking back, like I've realized how just dipping my toe in the choose myself waters was great because I knew it was right. But I quickly backed out, right? Because becoming the bad guy, feeling guilty, being judged for your decision, judging myself even, it kind of canceled that out. And then I reverted to a life where it became, you know, I want to be chosen and I'll choose myself if that goes to shit, right? It's the safer play, right? And that's it, right? That's the setting for this. That's the context. I think you can relate to this, right? Particularly, I know I said wouldn't talk about relationships, but in a relationship, it's easy to become the bad guy, even if you're doing the right thing, right? Even if you're choosing yourself. That's kind of the MO here. But I wanted to do this episode quickly just to ask this question. What would your life look like if you decided to choose yourself 24/7? Not only when things were going to shit, not only when things fell apart, but always. What would your life look like? Well, despite what I just referenced and the feelings you might feel, I think it's a lot better than we might think. We think, again, based on our past experience, that it's going to look selfish, that it's going to require us to be closed off and savage and be the bad guys and this and that. But it really isn't. Because to choose yourself simply means you no longer hide anything. That's it. It means you no longer wear a mask to protect yourself from judgment. You no longer give away your energy unnecessarily. It means you no longer keep doors open that clearly need to be closed. Choosing yourself doesn't need to be some grand gesture of closing off, hitting a big reset button, moving cities, whatever. Like, you can still be incredibly kind and compassionate and social and outgoing and caring and choose yourself. It's simply an acceptance that when you do, when you choose yourself, you're going to be tempted to think it's not the right move. You're going to be tempted to think that choosing yourself is not worth the cost of losing someone else, for instance. You're going to think that being called a bitch, a jerk, whatever, is the end of the world. You're going to think you're too this or too little that. You're going to be judged. You know, you're going to be told you're too confident. Oh, you think you're better than everyone? You're faking your confidence, whatever. You're going to face criticism of other people, maybe even the criticism and judgment of yourself. And that's always going to happen. That's always going to happen when you choose yourself. Like, I openly admit that. The land of choosing yourself is not always butterflies and rainbows. But in my, you know, infinite 33 years of wisdom, it's like I can finally look back now, because I think I finally have just a bare minimum amount of years, experiences, ups and downs in my life to like present evidence, presenting evidence to the court, looking back, that every instance in my life where I finally threw in the towel and said, fuck it, I am going to choose myself. Every instance where I did that, it was without a doubt the right decision for me every single time. But looking back in the moment, the reason it's not so easy to do this 24/7 is because I let the criticism, the judgment, the guilt that accompanies choosing yourself speak louder than the act itself. But here I am now looking back, and now I know that choosing myself will always be the right decision. And I've realized that, like, the antidote to those negative feelings that I've been describing, judgment, criticism, guilt, being the bad guy, whatever, the antidote to that is simply firmly, resolutely, stubbornly being proud of yourself. If every time you do the right thing for you in the moment that feels right to you, if every time you do that, you choose yourself, you simply say, I did this and I'm proud of myself for doing it, there's something really powerful about that. It kind of like counteracts the sour taste of choosing yourself that accompanies it. It's like a pickleback shot, right? The pickle juice is like the act of saying, I'm proud of myself for doing this. Seriously, like, when you finally decide to move choosing yourself up in your hierarchy of needs, and every time you act on it and you say, I'm proud of myself, it gets easier and easier and easier. And I simply wanted to do this episode to, you know, have you consider choosing yourself 24/7. Instead of, you know, only in the moments where you really need to, you know, not only in the aftermath of bullshit. It's an all day, everyday thing. And I say this because it really is rewarding, not just because this sounds good in theory and what, you know, better hallmark of self-help is there to say other than to say choose yourself, but because choosing yourself simply means you stop pretending. It means you stop pretending. You stop pretending that something is good enough for you when it's not. It means you stop pretending you like someone or you like something when you really don't. You know, choosing yourself means you stop putting up with good enough from other people, from your job, from yourself. Choosing yourself means you say how you feel respectfully. It means you don't hold back because of any potential awkwardness. Right? And ultimately, I think it's up to each one of us, of course, to determine what it means to choose ourselves. But I didn't do this episode to like really help define that for you. I think you need to sit and be with that, right? What does it mean to no longer pretend? But I just wanted to plant this idea, this question of what would your life look like if you didn't treat choosing yourself as a backup plan? What would your life look like if you didn't wait to choose yourself as a reaction to the things in your life? What if you did it every day? Morning, afternoon, night, you woke up in the morning, you chose yourself. You go to bed at night, you chose yourself. Everything in between, you chose yourself. You live your life. You live your life. You remain curious and kind and open. You're not selfish. You're not savage. You're not closed off, but you're just real. You're not pretending anything. You're real with yourself about what makes you truly happy and what doesn't, and you're real with others about the same. And then your actions align with that. And when you do, there's no need to wait until life demands that you pick up the pieces and choose yourself, because all along you've been building the pieces that make sense for you because you're no longer pretending about anything. So just something to think about. Again, shorter episode, ask yourself this question, am I choosing myself? If not, maybe consider some of the things you're pretending about. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for visiting newmindsethoodist.com, picking up a journal. And until next episode, I'm out.